Aloha and Om Shanti. This guided meditation is about returning to the power and experience of power that is your right as a sovereign soul. This is about becoming the king of yourself. And though you may be a woman listening to this, I'm saying king to remind you that you are a genderless, powerful soul who has complete right over your inner kingdom. So we're going to go into the depth of experiencing yourself as the authority of your inner kingdom. So go ahead and just come to a comfortable place. Taking a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air, and a deep breath out as you relax a little deeper. And just taking these next few moments to come to a place of total relaxation. As you breathe, bringing your mind to focus, to concentration. Relaxing your shoulders and allowing yourself to become fully present here and now. And for these next few moments now, consciously step out of your role, of the character, of the person, the personality, and the body, and the form of the role that you're playing in this life, the name and the form, and return to being a point, a soul. Dropping the costume, dropping the identity, dropping the story, and returning to being a point, a powerful soul. Stepping off stage, off the stage of life, letting it all go, making it small, and returning to a place of rest, in which the mind is quiet and the intellect is focused on being the embodiment of power, of peace, of purity, of bliss, of love. This place of deep silence, of deep stillness, nothing else exists except right now, this present moment. And this experience of being beyond, being bodiless, egoless, and viceless. A point of power, of purity, of peace. And notice that you are actually not alone, that you're in the company of the director, the one, the supreme soul, God. And gently quietly, effortlessly, begin to receive blessings, receive power from that one. Experiencing that one showering you with light, with power, with illumination. And letting yourself be colored by the company of this one. The master, one who is the master of the self. Giving you the power to return to your stage of being a master of the self. So that when you come back into your role, into your part, into your experience, into the life, into the drama, you can return as a master, an authority, a king of the self, of the senses, the five senses, and of the three subtle senses, the mind, the intellect, and the sanskars, the patterns, the subconscious mind. These are your servants. You, the soul, are the master. And so the method to keep the mind and the senses from causing mischief, they're coming to be the chief, but they're the wrong chief, you're the chief. You simply focus your intellect on the one. And this one fills you with the power of silence and the power of mastery and the power of purity. Just as you're experiencing right now, this Supreme Being directly filling you with this power. So even in your role, keeping your intellect focused on this one, keeping a clear line, a direct line between you and this one. The intellect is your tool to focus, is your tool that makes decisions. And when it is colored by divinity, the mind and all of the senses obey. Keeping your line of yoga, of union with this being, clear, empowered, and blessed. Feeling the thought emerge naturally, I, the soul, am bodiless. I, the soul, am peaceful. Nothing other than the experience of pure power, of pure peace, of pure bliss. As you are absorbed in this fire of yoga, this fire of union with the One that is burning away, burning away. The most challenging of old patterns, the most stubborn of rocks and stones that keep the soul from sparkling in your natural, pure, peaceful, powerful state. Like a laser focus on the Supreme, and the Supreme focused on you, this laser of focus of yoga is very hot, is very warm, and it burns away targets and burns away the most strong of challenges. The most intense of vices, so that you, the soul, can be free, can experience your original nature, pure, peaceful and powerful, a king of the self. And as you come back into playing your role, and you're aware that you have these reins of the senses and the subtle senses, and rather than controlling these wild horses yourself, you are aware and determined that you can hand these reins over to the One, simply by focusing your intellect on that Supreme Soul that you know so well. Liberated, detached, emperor of the self, joyful, loving, and present. Not allowing the mind to pull you in different directions, or the senses to cause mischief, but to hand the reins over to God, to surrender, and to keep the line of your yoga, your union with this being, clear, powerful, and actively burning away any stains on the soul. Allowing yourself to be carved into a diamond. And for the next while, as this meditation audio ends, You can stay in this bodiless, egoless, viceless, peaceful, pure, powerful state of being beyond the role in your original nature, united with the One in the aura and energy field of total and complete spiritual power. And then, as you're ready, you can bring this experience, this remembrance back into your daily experience on this life stage. Keeping your mind and heart united with the One, burning away anything that does not belong. You are a king of the self. You are a bodiless, peaceful, loving, egoless, viceless, pure soul.